Concrete Coring.
Yeah, is Howard in?
May I tell him who's calling?
Yeah, it's Jeremiah from the Bank of Cardiff.
The Bank of Cardiff?
Cardiff, yeah.
One moment, Jeremiah.
Sure.
I'm just calling Lawrence, too.
I'm actually just, he reached out to me. I'm just returning his inquiry. Sure.
Our robotics also provide rapid and efficient demolitions that reduce your downtime while offering a cleaner, safer work environment and no harmful exhaust emissions, not to mention significant cost savings. We're Concrete Coring, implementing cutting-edge technology effectively in demolition. We look forward to talking with you.
This is Howard. May I help you?
Hey, Howard. It's Jeremiah from the Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
Not too bad.
Right on. I received your online registration here and kind of wanted to touch base with you. I wanted to see if you had a few minutes.
I do.
Awesome. Okay. So I got your application here, and I guess you're looking for some working capital. Is that correct?
Well, actually, equipment financing is what we're
using. Oh, that's right.
Yes,
for
working
saw,
capital,
right?
That's what we're going to use it for, yes.
Okay. And what type of, what is that exactly? I've never heard of that type of saw before. What does it do?
What?
The pentruder saw?
Oh, the wire saws. They're they are basically, we cut concrete with it. Concrete
oh,
and
wow.
steel.
Okay.
We use Diamond Tool Technology. We've been in business 30 years. And we've recently converted our equipment systems. Well, I'd say within the last 5 or 6 years.
Mm-hmm.
New technology is available that is superior to existing equipment systems. And, you know, we went from, you know, back in 1987 being, you know, smallest to largest in the region. You know, we're larger than all of our competitors combined, and one of our reasons for our success is staying ahead of the curve, so to speak, and being early adopters in new technologies and processes that give us a tremendous competitive advantage.
Awesome.
We've
Mark.
Identified, and we already own. Like I said, we've spent about $600,000+ of our own money, adding these their high cycle electric equipment systems.
Mm-hmm.
Pentruder is a Swedish company.
Okay.
And they're part of the. You need lots of power and power conversion, not to put you to sleep here.
No, you're good.
To transfer power into the tool outlet and getting enough, it takes out a ton of energy to cut concrete and steel because it's incredibly hard.
Right.
So you need all the power you can get. However, most of it has to be being able to be handled by people. You know, so like for instance, if you want to make a walkout basement, and you mm-hmm. got a concrete foundation in your house, you know, the old-fashioned way would be to hang a jackhammer from the rafters
mm-hmm.
and sideways. So, because you can't pick up a 90-pound hammer and
right.
hold it against the wall and start beating on it. It'll beat
right.
on you. So, you have to hang it, and you literally beat a huge, ugly hole in your wall. And meanwhile, you're sending cracks, and you're structurally damaging the rest of your wall. And then you put in the frame. And then you got to patch back a huge, ugly, you know, mess around the frame. And it's a big, long, expensive, and hard process. Whereas with our concrete saws, you just, you know, make a little outline where the frame, the exact, it's called rough opening size.
Mm-hmm.
And we cut all the way through it. It's like a polished, smooth, exact cut. The exact dimension of the door,
Mm-hmm.
We pull it out. They pop the door in. Can be all done in the same day for, you know, 1/4 of the cost.
That's pretty amazing. I also see that they have a remote control, wireless remote control. Is that...
Well, nowadays with workers' comp and the premium on safety, our equipment, yeah, it's very, very dangerous application. You know, you've got a diamond saw blade that'll cut through concrete and steel.
Yeah.
Spinning at roughly, you know, the surface speed permitted is 60 miles an hour.
Dang.
And standing there next to it, you know, manually cranking it into the concrete, yeah.
Yeah,
so,
that's crazy. So this
is completely remote control, right?
Okay, well, that's pretty... How much is something like this going to set you guys back?
Well, we've already got... and then another thing we like about the Pintruder systems is they're integrated.
Mm-hmm.
They use high-cycle electric technology, but you buy the power system, the motor, and the conversion box that basically takes one type of electricity and turns it into a more efficient type of electricity. It's called high cycle. You ever seen the 60, like your regular outlet on a wall is
mm-hmm.
60 hertz, HZ is the abbreviation for it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the amount of times the current cycles up and down in a second. You know?
Wow, I didn't know that. Okay.
So we convert the 60 into 400.
Holy cow. That's
and
crazy.
So what that does is it increases the horsepower to weight ratio by about 10 times.
Damn.
So that a 30 horsepower high cycle motor weighs 32 pounds. A 30 horsepower regular electric motor weighs somewhere south of 1,200.
Dang.
So
that's crazy.
Obviously, you can't put a 1,200 pound motor on a wall.
Right, right. There's no way. Okay.
So, but we do a lot of lock and dam work and federal government work, and using these saws, we can basically charge the same price that people who don't have the technology and the know-how, we're also the experts at this, and then make 3 times more money because we can cut it 3 times faster and more efficiently. So anyway, you have the power system, and then you have a wall saw carriage, which runs the blades, saw blades. And then you can put the wire saw system, which spins diamond-studded wire, and it's for cutting mass concrete out.
Mm-hmm.
And so the one system, each system costs about $60,000, I believe, and it will do both. You know, you have the wall saw head and you have the wire saw head, so they're interchangeable.
Are you talking about Are you talking about the 3P8HF wire saw? Is that the one you're talking about in particular? Okay.
Yes, because we've got $3 million worth of contracts to execute in the next year and a half.
Oh, wow.
And more on the way of work we've done. But we have to do a couple of them simultaneously. And we've already got 4 of these systems that we're, you know, using the shit out of, and we need 4 more to do these projects coming up.
Okay.
To maximize our efficiency and to meet our customer's schedule. So we're looking for maybe equipment leasing or some type of financing to buy 4 more of these systems.
Okay. Equipment.
I'm thinking about $250,000 to $300,000 is about what we're looking for, I believe.
Okay. About 300. Okay. I think equipment's going to be the best route to go here because you guys want the best. I mean, if we go working capital, it's going to make your payments a little bit higher. So I'd rather kind of keep it low and go stretch it out as long as possible. Probably 5 years. Are you on the same page as me on that?
Yes.
Thinking the same thing. Okay, good. So it's definitely
the only thing we don't like is because we do expect to have surplus cash.
Mm-hmm.
And if we're paying high interest rates, that's something we would like to discuss with you, you know, as far as early payoff and penalties for doing that.
Absolutely. We have no prepayment penalties on any of our programs. So that's the great news. What I can do is I'm going to get you the best rate possible, obviously, especially since you're going to get four of these. We can. Do you already have the quote from them, from Pentruder?
I do not, but you
could probably just go online and, act like you're ordering four of them and give me an invoice, right?
Well, no.
Or do you have a rep?
Yes, we have a rep, and, we're the early adopters here.
Like, okay.
They're new core drill. They also make drills that run off the same system.
Yeah.
Drill round holes. That's like our name, concrete coring.
Mm-hmm.
And for instance, we were the first U.S. company to test their new drill prototypes.
Is it the MD1 or the MDU core drill?
I think the U.
Okay.
But Carl's our technology and equipment guru.
Okay.
So, but anyway, we can negotiate a better deal. You know, being the top like end user.
Awesome.
These type of products, they're very specialized.
Mm-hmm.
We can negotiate much better than list price, so to speak.
Awesome.
Like for instance, a lot of times the concrete cutting equipment manufacturers more or less make the equipment to run the diamond tools that is their primary manufacturing focus. And obviously, the diamond tools are consumable, and they're expensive. So that's what the typical concrete cutting manufacturer manufactures diamond blades and drill bits, and then makes the saws so that you have something to run them with.
Yeah.
But their primary focus is selling the diamond tools.
Okay.
So, for instance, the retail price, we get 72% off the cost of if you went out and tried to buy a diamond drill bit, it would cost you, it cost us 72% less. We get it less than
72% less?
Yes, because we're the largest industrial diamond purchaser in the state of Missouri.
That's awesome.
So we're
these
people's largest account, and we're bigger than like the rental yards and the wholesalers.
Mm-hmm.
So we're more or less a manufacturer's representative.
Okay.
And so, we get typically 25% to 30% off of the equipment.
Okay.
As well. So in other words, we will go directly to our rep and negotiate, and he'll give us a quote sheet that we will then send to you.
Okay. Perfect. All right. So this is what I'm thinking we can do here. How soon are you guys looking to bring this on?
Well, the big push when we're going to need all eight of them purring like kittens is the December 19th.
Okay.
So we're trying to not get rush.
What's the time frame as far as like once we order it? How long does it take to get to you guys? Is there like a setup process here or installation, or does somebody have to teach you guys how to use it? Do you need like a...
Oh, no. We've already got four of these we're using as we speak.
Okay. All right. Good.
We're experts at using these, and no, it just depends on, what they have available and when they can get them here. Whether they have to ship them in for Sweden or they already got them in stock, that kind of thing. We can have all that information, so it shouldn't be too long.
Okay.
I would say less than 30 days.
All right, perfect. So this is what I'm going to do. I know you filled out our online app, but I'm going to send you...
Gina, our controller, did that. So.
Yeah. I'm going to need to send you something and have you actually sign it. Are you 100% owner of the business?
I am.
Perfect. So yeah, I'm going to need you to actually sign the application. She can fill it out, but if you could actually sign it, and then I can send you a list of the other documents that I would need, bank statements and a tax return of the business. And then once I have that, I'll get you guys approved, and then I'll call you back, and we'll talk about what type of program we're going to put you on.
All right. Sounds like a plan.
What email would you like me to send it to? Do you want me to send it to Tina?
Yeah, go ahead and send it to Tina. That's fine.
Perfect. I'll do that. And then I'll also put my contact info in there. So, Howard, if you have any questions at all, please don't hesitate to reach out to me. And I look forward to working with you.
All right. Well, thank you, Jeremy.
All right, Howard. We'll talk soon.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye.